He was outside of the city and saw a light. Most of the people they're going don't not make a bracha on it. Reuben Yisrael, if you're the mefzam, alone. If 50% or more were Jews, then we assume that it's Jewish light. Yeah, kamuvan, you have to be close enough that you have some benefit from the light. Otherwise, you can't get bracha. Sivches, u ayoytzi meitzim va'avonim mevochem alof. Avamoytzi imekipurim ein mevochem alof. If you made light from a match, or the light was not lit from before Shabbos, then it's acceptable for Havdalah candle, but Havdalah candle and Motzei Yom Kippur not. Why? Because on Shabbos, it's also zecher to the first light of Adam Rishon, which was made by rubbing stones together. So if you make it from a match, that's perfectly good. But you know, Motzei Yom Kippur, it's not the time that fire was first developed. It's the time that we are going to transition from the day it was also to light fire to the day, to the night, which is permitted to light fire. And therefore, if they are the Masakin, they have to have a light that was lit in the court from the beginning of Yom Kippur onwards. If you make a new light, to match it does not help for Abdullah and Motzei Yom Kippur. Siv tes kecholim ha-boyar o-yiskol ka'am shiva machlis keisim ve-neim u-nidlach nevochim aleim v'ush ha-soyim l'ho-id. If the coals that were made for lighting purposes and they're red hot to the point that if you put a twig next to it, it will be ignited, that's considered fire. In other words, you don't have to have a flame. As long as it was red hot and it could ignite something else, that's considered a fire. But there's another condition. It has to be made for lighting purposes. So if this is made just for heating purposes, you're not yoytze with such a light. The Gordon says, could you have to make the bracha again? Siv yud osh kibshon, the fire in an oven. This is an oven that was used to make bricks. The ones that were made in the beginning, the fire that was made initially, they make a bracha. It wasn't made to make light, it was made for the heat, to cook the bricks. But what they used to do is, even after it was finished taking the bricks, they kept it on for light. Then, that's considered a fire for light, and you can make a boy moderation. Sif yud aleph. Ner beisak nest. In those days, they used to light lights in the shul just for COVID purposes. They had enough light what they added, but they had extra ones. It's more mechuvah to have extra light. So this opinion holds that the standard lights in the shuls are made just for COVID of the shul, but it's the choshev of a person to make lights so that he should be able to see well. So if it was made for those mechoshev so he should be able to see, that is a fire that was made for lighting purposes. Therefore, you make but if there was northern kosher there, and then we assume those extra lights that were there are just for cover of the base medrash, since it wasn't made for lighting purposes, it cannot be used for an Havdalah candle. I'll say the other way around, that the default it is for lighting, and if the northern kosher there, then we simply put an extra light just for its cover and not for lighting purposes. The mice is an eitzah, you just put out the light and relight it for the Abdullah, and then now it's considered that you're doing it for lighting purposes. Shabu brings the big six and says in his parts of the world they would have a special candle lit in the base measures for Abdullah. So the bottom line is, if it was made for lighting purposes, you make a bracha on it. If it was made for covered, for cooking, and baking, and heating, you do not make a bracha on it. If you have in the shul, you have a shamash that uses the light for to give him ability to see his food. And that's acceptable. But it should be a situation that was not well lit from the moon. If it was well lit from the moon, then he doesn't need this light either. So some shuls they have by the Omer where Chazan Damas has lights there. Those are just for covered. You can't use that for Abdullah. A candle that was made for the covered of a dead body also is not acceptable. It's not made for light, it's just for covered. Hilkach. Notice, if the light was lit for the covet, and the proof is that it was lighted, that candle, even in the daytime, they don't need it, then you cannot use it. But if the special lights they put on because of the fire was at night, that's for lighting purposes. If you give suma, a blind person does not make this bracha, because he's supposed to have direct benefit from the light. Prima Gordon has a topic whether he can relate to other people, his potter.
Yeah.
Abdullah can be made in his chayiv and he can be made to other people. But the bracha of Bari Maresh, the night of the Sabbath, he shouldn't be made. You saw before by the bracha on the on the summon, if you can't smell, cannot smell, you also cannot be mitzvah. Siv Yudalit, how you yoishim based on mitzvah, behavior lem ul, echm nivorcha kut, was sitting in the shul. At that time, if Abdul didn't have a candle, so they couldn't make the bracha. And now, somebody brought a candle in, it's bent for one to make the bracha, and be mitzvah to everybody else, because Roiv Om Hadras, the person already made a bracha, Bari Me'eish, she could still be like a bracha to be mitzvah to other people.